Make what? Make.
Why do you just try cooking?
Hmm.
Yeah, we make some tasso sometimes.
Tasso, that was.
Yeah, that's meat we cut in strips about this long.
Yeah.
And you hang it in the smokehouse and poke it. Very good. Now, in the old time, they used to put it in the sun on a wire, you know, like a clothing wire line.
Yeah.
Put them in that, on that to dry.
The meat never got.
Well, you can't leave it too long. Yeah.
Or it would get.
Yeah, it'll rot.
Did he tell you about the way that they save meat?
Yeah, how did you save meat?
Well, we salted our meat in barrels or, you know, big containers.
Yes.
Crock pot.
Yes.
Things like that. Dis
quand tu faisais avec le cochon, the hog,
we didn't have a deep freezer
at the time. No, we didn't have no deep freezer.
We have to salt our meat in barrels or jars, big jars, you know.
And then they'd
Now, would you make anything from the well, when you kill the hog, let me just ask you about all the things you would make. The type of meat you might put in with, say, some turnips when you were cooking it would be what? That would be...
Salted meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you boil that with mustard green or turnips and things like that.
Okay. Any particular part of the meat, or the hog would that be, or...?
Well, mostly it's the bone, the joint, you know, things like that.
Be a piece of what? Be a...
Would
it have a lot of lean on it, or would it be?
Well, yeah, more lean than the fat.
Yeah.
Hog,
okay.
Yeah. Fat.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the meat that you might buy cured, I mean, it might buy come sliced up real thin, and you'd eat that with your breakfast. Do you ever eat that?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, I eat a ham or bologna or. I'm gonna have wheeling.
Okay. Now, when you kill the hog and you cut the side of a hog, you call that what?
The side?
Yeah.
Well, you make the bacon with the... About... With all the side.
Mais quand il coupe, what t'appelles ça, man?
Butcher?
You cut.
Yeah.
No, mais quand il coupe.
No, the meat between the shoulders and the ham was the...
Well, we generally cut them in pretty big pieces. Let's say about 12 inches by 14, 13, something like that. And season it good, salt them, and put them in a barrel or a big pot, you know. Let it stand there for about... From 7 to 10 days, till it cures,
yeah.
Then take it out of there and wash it good, warm water, and hang it to the smoke. And when it'll be smoking up, cut them, slice them, you know, thin slice, as thin as we can with a butcher knife, and we put them in, as a rule, we put them in jars, you know. Put them in your, pack them good in there, and then warm some lard that comes from that hog, and pour it on top. It kind of seals it. It'll keep for a long time. Well, that's the way we had to keep our meat. There was no ice, and no ice box, and no nothing.
You wouldn't know what a, would you know what a middling was? You ever hear people? Okay.
Duh.
Now...